Yeah. Once again, here we go with the Ingredients You Connect podcast. Here, my brother Shaq. Yes, about to share some of the experiences being formerly incarcerated, but coming out to society, being a big impact. So you're just going to share some things. I know you say he's fresh coming home, but share, you know, who you are, where you from, some of the challenges you may face with returning to society so people can be enlightened and aware of what's going on out here.
Okay, so I ain't that fresh coming home. I've been home for about like 4 years now. I came home December 19th. Yeah. December 1st of 2019.
Okay, cool.
The struggle in coming home is extremely extensive, and it's multi-layered. Especially when you're a brother that's trying to do things outside of just finding employment. Like you want to establish yourself as an entrepreneur and things of that nature. My story in particular, I did 8 years. Like I said, I came home December 1st of 2019. And I put myself out there to start managing properties. My daughter had a company. She was selling water rights, making like $250 a day. She was 8 years old at the time that she started that company. She hired two of her girlfriends. They had a nice operation going. And I was also, you know, this was during the pandemic, so I'm flipping cars, I'm doing a lot of stuff, but in the process of doing all those things, I shined the light on myself for people to see how far I was excelling and how stagnated they were. Mm-hmm. And that as a result of that led to me being somebody trying to rob me, but didn't turn out the way they wanted, but I ended up being shot twice in the process of it. And then having to rebuild all over again. Mm-hmm. And then establishing a nonprofit, which I currently have, which is called Johnson Family Community Housing. I wanted to give back to the prisons by housing the men come home from prison. Yeah. And I created a 6-month curriculum for them to assist them in like their reentry process, as far as like getting their documentations, getting their mm-hmm. driver's license. I put Wi-Fi in the houses. Each room had a laptop and a TV and a refrigerator, because I want them to feel like this was their own. Dude. To kind of build that sense of independence. Yes. But you know, there was gatekeepers in that industry, and seeing that my potential success will overshadow theirs, and as a result of that, I end up essentially getting a $225,000 lesson of her what not to do and how to maneuver. So it wasn't a loss, it was a lesson. So yeah, I still had a nonprofit. I don't currently have the house anymore, and I have to rebuild that, but I just pivoted. I'm definitely going back for that, because it's a passion of mine.
Absolutely.
But currently, right now, I'm doing drug and alcohol testing. That was a pivot from the halfway house that, you know, that as a result of the gatekeepers did not flourish at that point in time. So right now I have a drug and alcohol collection site called Safe Test Solutions. We're open 24/7. I have a brick and mortar location in West Philadelphia, as well as mobile. So I do mobile testing on a 24/7 basis all throughout the tri-state. And that's currently where I'm at with it right now. But yeah, it's trials and tribulations. You know
absolutely
what I'm saying?
Well, we appreciate you sharing those types of things that you've been through, the accomplishments that you have, and the things you're building now. So if you could give some motivation and some encouraging words to individuals that's watching from a jail cell, listening, you know, from a hole or anywhere in the world, what type of motivation would you give them?
The motivation is quite simple. If you can survive being incarcerated, man, it's sweet out here. Like, I take everything with a grain of salt. Me losing $127,000 at the beginning of 2023, took that with a grain of salt. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I'm like, it's nothing. Like, we cut different. Mm-hmm. So if you just keep that in mind and you just keep pushing forward and don't be down too long, you know, in your misery, because you're going to go through it out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's without a doubt. So, mm-hmm. you know, you just got to keep pressing on. Like, ain't nothing out here can't be accomplished and, you know what I'm saying, overcame out here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we appreciate having you here, Shaq, here on the Reentry Connect podcast. I'm your host. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and end this podcast. Thanks for sharing all the resources and the things and accolades that you have, Shaq.
Not a problem. So-